Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special from the Ruth and Shiyuchu. So, Schaicha, Vega, Bats, Mikhail, Dispassi, Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Ben Rezel, Yitzchak Ben Baracha, Miasif Ben Chana, Shai Ben Lea, Ruth Victor Basil Ravida, Vaya Kisabo, La Aretz, Yerashem, La Kachanosin, La Chanach, La Virashta, La Shafta, Ba, It shall be when you have come to the land which Hashem your God gives you for an inheritance and possess it and dwell there. And that you shall take the first fruit, the first of all the fruit of the ground, you shall bring forth, which you shall bring in from your land that Hashem your God gives you. You shall put in a basket. Should go to a place that Hashem your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Ad kan midivrei kachem shel psukim. And now we are going to ask a number of kashas, going along with the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinenu, Hagoyin Hagadol Mufla V'Mufla Rav David Zatzal. V'haya ki sabu al ha'aretz, so it says that you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. God gives you an inheritance, and you take Meireshis Pri Adam Asher Tovi Me'artzecha. So it's Mashma L'chora that it's Pashat that you have to bring it. The Pasuk is being Mechadish to you that the way you're bringing it is V'lakachta Meireshis Kol Pri Adama V'samta Batene. This that you're already bringing from your land, so you should take it and put it in a basket. Since the whole Chiyuv Hava was only told here, how is it said in such a way that there is already a Chiyuv Hava, there's already a Chiyuv to bring it? It implies that there's a pre-existing Chiyuv. What's this pre-existing Chiyuv? We also have to understand that after it says Asher Tavi, why do you have to say V'lakachta? You should take it. Of course, if you're Mevi it, of course you took it. And also we have different Lashanos. V'lakachta Mereshis Kol Pri Adam Asher Tavi. Here's the lesson of Asher Tavi, and here's the lesson of Elakachta. We'd like to understand that as well. In the Torah Tamima, he explains that this is the makor for the drush of the Sifri, and that it says in the Sifri, Asher Tavi Me Artzicha. Calls Manchem Itsuyim Al Pene Artzicha. In other words, from Shavuos till Chanukah. That's the free shipping. That's we darshan in the Sifri. Because Sifri explains, Asher Tavi Me Artzicha, not in Havas Habikurim, because there's no Chiyuv yet about Havas Habikurim. But rather, Asher Tavi that you bring to your house, not that you brought to your house from Atzeres to Chanukah, that you should take it and then bring it to Yerushalayim. That could also be what the Ramban means when he says, "Lakachta meireshis setra tiyotavi me'aretzicha, shetikach meireshis kol pri, asher tavi ala bayis me'aretzicha." You should take from the first of all the fruits that you bring to your house from the land. So in other words, it's explaining that asher tavi me'aretzicha is not referring to havas habikurim, but rather, it's talking about the bringing of your fruits to the house. That's done from Atzeres to Chanukah, and that's what you should bring. There it says, that's the Tavi, to Tavi Yal Abayis. With the Pshuta, the Pasuk is talking about Havas HaBikurin. And the question is, like we asked before, why you need, first of all, how do you know that the Chiyuv in the first place? The Pasuk implies there's already a Chiyuv. And if once you have Asher Tavi Mi'aretzich, why do you have to have a Lashon of a Lakachta for? And what are the two different Lashonos? To say that what you're tavi me'aretzach, you should put in a basket. What do you need the balakachta for b'chlal? And also, how does the sifri get this drasha? How does the sifri b'chlal get this drasha? Calls man shebaretzach. The pasuk of the pasuk is talking about avas habikurim. Ein b'malbim mashehu kotev al zeh. In Pasuk Beis, it's V'arakachtim Reishis Kol Pri Adam Asher Tov in the Eretz Hashem Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lach. Rashi brings the Sifri, Gemara Menachos 84b, that it says May Reishis V'darishin V'loi Kol Reishis. Not from the first fruits, but not all of them. Which ones do you have to bring? You learn Me'aretzicha, Gzereshava, Eretz Chitasora, Zayin Minim, Archaiv and Bikurim, the seven species. We have Gzereshava, the seven species. And therefore it's only Me'aretzicha, from the first. So Frektim is Rachi, why is it enough to say Me'aretzicha? Me'aretzicha, you learn Gzereshava, only the Shiva Minim. What do you need the Pasuk of Me'aretzicha for the Me'aretzicha? Once you already have Me'aretzicha to tell you the Shiva Minim, what do you need the Me'aretzicha to tell you? Not all fruits, only some of them. You already know that from the drasha that tells you only to bring the Shiva Minim. And also it says in the Pasuk, Me'aretzicha kol pri adam. So what do you do with the kol? That implies everything. We said Me'aretzicha from the first, but not all of them. And then kol, all of them. So which one is it? And what it says in Pasuk Aleph, V'haya kisavu el ha'aretz, it says in the Sifri, Ein v'haya l'miyad, immediately. The question is, how's it miyad? The head it says, V'yarashta v'yashavta b'ah. The Gemara in Kedushin learns, 37b, you're only chayv in Bikurim after Yerusha and Yeshiva, after your inheritance, and we dwell there 14 years. So for this reason, some of the Mefarshim erase the Sifri. But we have it, so we have to explain the Sifri that we have. Ayin v'mefarshi ha-sifri, it's not miyad, it's against the Gemara. Also in the Sifri, we dash in v'ayak yisav olar, it's the same mitzvah, amur binyan, shebeschar, tikanes lar, it's do this mitzvah, because in this merit, you're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, to me, is Meir. We dash in this in the Gemara, and mitzvahs like tefillin that are chobis ha-guf. So that we're saying that do this mitzvah in order that in the schus of this mitzvah you should come to Eretz Yisrael. But here it's a mitzvah tzuya baretz. Why should we make such a drasha? Do this mitzvah in that which merit you'll enter Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we say kipshuto? That you're chayv only when you come to Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah tzuya baretz. You don't have to come on to the drasha of do this mitzvah in which merit you'll come to Eretz Yisrael. Push it. Say what you're, say the pasuk is saying, kipshuto. That you're only chayim this mitzvah when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So it appears follows, explains Rain of Rabbeinu Zitzal. Shel yisod ha-chiyuv shel avat bikurim, for the foundation of this obligation to bring the kurim, we need two mechayvim, and that is, besides the fact that we require sibas hachiyuv hava, because they're your peris, like we see in Parashas Mishpatim, reishis bikurei admas v'tavi beis Hashem Elokecha, and the Mishnayis in the first parak of Bikur, we learn from this, that the gidulim have to be me'admascha, from your land, Ayin Shah, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Veld, Veld. In other words, you need to have Ava from your own, because Mishum Shehudi Dei, Mishchayev Behava. Since it's yours, there's a Chiyuv Hava. So for the Chiyuv of Bikurim, it needs to be yours. But besides this, there's an additional element, and that is Mitzad HaZechiyah Be'eretz Yisrael. Mitzad HaZechiyah Be'eretz Yisrael, Zeh Mechayev Havaz Bikurim Yimena. So the fact that we're Zochan Eretz Yisrael obligates us to bring the Kurim, like we see in the parsha of Vidui Bikurim that we see later on, verses 5 to 10, that after the whole Hakdama of Achazdei Hashem B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says in Patzites, V'yivyeinu al ha'makom hazeh, V'yitein lanu es ha'aretz hazos eretz zavas cholav udvash. In other words, this inyan is Mechayiv Havaz Bikurim, that we're Zochan Eretz Yisrael. And now it says in verse 10,
Hashem.
Since there's a mechayev, there's something that obligates us, that is, that the land comes to us, is given to us by Hashem, I am mechayev. What is mischayev? Mitzad mashu reishis pri adama, asher nasata li Hashem. Ve'ata, hine hevesius reishis pri adama, asher nasata li Hashem. There's a mechayev. What's the mechayev? That God brought us to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he gave us the land. And therefore, I'm mekayim what was mischayev mitzad shereishis pri adam Hashem asatu li Hashem. The union of asatu li Hashem eino mechayev elachar ve'ata shish mechayev mitzad haaretz. Now, ve'ata hinei vesi, now that you gave me Eretz Yisrael, I'm bringing the fruits. Because the fact that you gave me Eretz Yisrael is mechayev me, obligates me to bring these fruits. So it emerges then that the goyrem lahavoaz bikurim the fact that they're your Paris, and the fact that they're Paris in the land that God gave you, the fact that they're Paris of Eretz Israel, the fact that so now that you gave us this land, I'm going to bring the Reishis Pri Adama. So it's a Mischayev Mitzad that they're my Paris, like we saw before, in the Pasuk in Mishpatim, and the fact that they're Paris, that we grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you gave us. So according to this, we understand very well the union of Alakachta Mitzad Echad, and Asher Tavi Me'aretzucha Mitzad Sheni. Sheklape Ma'asha Peirisem Sheloi Hovalei V'Lakachta. Vis-a-vis what the Paris are yours, V'Lakachta. In other words, you take it, taking it and doing B'serich Shaloi, in your property. Netila v'asiyah B'serich Shaloi, it's yours. Your stuff, your fruits. Aval klape, that's what it says, v'lakachta. Aval klape ha'inyan haba, machmas shehem perot Eretz Yisrael, avalei mevi v'lo lokeach. But vis-a-vis the inyan that comes because they are Paris, Eretz Yisrael, he's a maybe, he's not a lokeach. It has nothing to do with his bailus, but rather the fact that it comes from Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, that ve'ata, since you brought us to this land, you gave us this land, and now I am obligated to bring from this land. Since you gave us this land, I am now obligated to bring from this land. So the second mechayev is that it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Paris, Eretz Yisrael. So the first mechayev is that it's you, that it's yours, that's v'lakachta. And then the second mechayev is that it's from Eretz Yisrael that God gave you. So since it's coming from Eretz Yisrael, Asher Tavi, you're bringing me'aretzicha. The fact that it's Eretz Yisrael, he'aretzicha, the fact that it's the land that God gave you, so that's mechayev havaz bikurim. So it's nothing to do with the fact that it's you have bailus over it. It's yours. That's the v'lakachta. Evesa, that's Eretz Yisrael in general, was given to you. And this land that was given to you, you're obligated to bring from it the fruits to Yerushalayim. V'hainu ma shekatuv basu v'lakachta shel tavi me'artzecha shenemar b'zeh. שנאמר בזה דלא יסגי במחייב הבא מחמס אבל לקחת במה שהם פרס שלו. שזהו עניין שנאמר בפרשת משפטים. במה שכתוב ראשית ביקורי אדמתך תביא בית השם אלוקיך. שמזה אנחנו דורשים את הדינים הנוגעים לבעלותו. באיזה אופן מחייבת בעלות זו הבעת ביקורים. ועל זה נאמר דלא סגי בזה. אלא באי ולקחת בדבר שיש בו אשר תביא מארצך. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk, ולקחת אשר תביא מארצך. It's not enough they have the mechayev that comes because of the ולקחת, that it's your peiros, but rather, because that's what we learn in Parshas Mishpatim, Bereishis Pri Korei Admasch Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, there we dash in the dinim, that are nogea to his bailus, the eiz ofen mechayevet bailus zu avaz bikurim, and that it says that's not enough. But you also require v'lakachta the davar sheyesh bo asher tavi me'aretzecha. In other words, hava, because it's aretzecha, because it's the land that God gave you. So you have the fact that it's your fruits, and asher tavi me'aretzecha, from the land God gave you. So these two mechayvim obligate you to bring bikurim. And that's the Hemshech Parshas Havidui, which is by primarily relating to our meriting Eretz Yisrael and bringing the Bikurim. That is a toitzoe. That is an outcome of what was mischadesh here in the Parsha, that you have to bring Bikurim because it is Hava Me'artzucha. How awesome is that? Thumbs up, Meirai V'Rabbi Yisrael. Very awesome. Okay. And we proceed further. וזה מבואר במה שכתוב בספרי, על מה שכתוב מראשית, כל פרי האדמה, האדמה פרט לעריסות ולחקירות ולגזלן שאין מביאין, משום שנאמר ראשית ביקורי אדמתך. So האדמה excludes a sharecropper and a thief. They don't bring, because it's not admoscha, l'chorei, no muvan klal. Why does the Sifri bring this? And Meresh is called pri ha'adoma. Re mimah shekatuv ha'adoma, it's not memayet any of these things. It's mismayet mimah shekatuv reish is bikurei admoscha. That's the miyut. The miyut is admoscha, like we saw before. But the fact that it's admoscha requires that it belong to you. So why then this is a free darshan on ha'adama? That's a kasha. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because the ikar of what says, lakachtim reish is called pri ha'adama, is ala lakicha machmas Shelo, it's yours. And then Vayter, we see, also has to be Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha, that has to be Hava Machmas Eretz Yisrael. And that's the priest telling us, that it says Hadama, this means not Hava because Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha, but Hava because of Mereshis Pri Adama Shana Satali. And that's what it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Mereshis Pri Admoscha, that we're Mimayit, Adama Shana Shelo. And that goof is what the Sifri is telling us, that here, Labidin Hava, Shenro Miot, Amashenro Shelo Ma'il. In other words, we're explaining the Hadama. The Hadama is like the Admoscha that it says in Parashas Mishpatim. Because here we're talking about the Velakach. The Velakach is talking about belongs to you. So anything that doesn't belong to you, in Achadim Bikurim, Arisus, Chakirus, Gazlanis. So that's like the Admoscha in Parashas Mishpatim. So therefore it's Memuat. And what it says in the Pasuk over here, Velakach the Mereshis Pri Hadama. It doesn't say Admoscha, it says Admoscha in Parashas Mishpatim. We know that's talking about what belongs to you. So, v'nimsa l'fi zeh, that it says in the pasuk v'lakachta asher tavi, doesn't mean that it's talking about a davar yadua, and that it says v'lakachta. No, if the pasuk is telling us it's not enough with v'lakachta, which is in the pri ha'adama shenasata li'Hashem, we acquire also asher tavi me'aretzicha, that you have to bring it also from Eretz Yisrael. So now we understand the different lashonos, v'lakachta asher tavi. We also understand that asher tavi, it's not pshatet. There's a pre-existing chiyuv that you already bring. We know you have to bring. Where do you know you have to bring? We ask. No. It's telling you that when it says the lashon of asher tavi, it's telling you that asher tavi me'artzecha. It's telling you that there's a mechayiv of bikurim because it comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's we darshan in the Sifri, asher tavi me'artzecha. It has to be as man she'mitsuyim ba'artzecha. No, there's mitzad the shalom when it says v'lakachta, if it's yours, there's a sibas achiyu. But that's not enough. There also has to be a sibas achiyu because it's peres aretzicha. And the Sifri holds that the pasuk tells us this inyan in Bikurim. An inyan asher tavi me'aretzicha. It's also telling us in Afkamina halacha lemaisa. And the Afkamina is that just like when it says v'lakachta, It has to be something that's matsui mibiyado, something that you can take. And that's why it's vilakachta, it's something takeable. Why is it takeable? Because it's yours. So to the gabe haaretz, even though b'havas ha'vikurim, ein zeh matzu yachshav baaretz, nevertheless we require that the ofen klali should be matzu baaretz, and that's only ma'atzeres at Chanukah. And in Mela, it emerges, there is not matzu baaretz, there's no mechayiv of haaretz, and you're pater from hava. It has to be at a time when it's matzu baaretz. When is it matzu baaretz? From ma'atzeres till Chanukah. So just like the lakachta, it's telling us that there's a mechayiv that it's takeable because it's yours. So to Asher Tavu Mi'aretzucha, it's the Machayev that it's in the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, but it has to be Zman Shu Matzui Baretz when it's found in the land. And sweet friends, this is the first this leg of our journey. And of course, there is so much more to say. Oh my gosh, I'm saying we could talk about Bikurim from Hind Biz forever. There's an expression from Hind Biz Morgan from now till tomorrow. But I'm saying we could talk about this not from now till tomorrow, from now till forever. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shiur, B'minan, in the coming shiur, we will continue and see further niflaos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, B'minan, there. We shall continue.